Good morning, everyone. Our lesson this morning is titled, Learning to Walk in the Spirit. And as I thought about that, I thought, what does walking in the Spirit really look like? If someone would look at this church or look at you individually, how would they define if you are walking in the Spirit? What would be the evidence? What could they say? Life Fellowship is a church where people definitely walk in the Spirit. Or if they would look at you personally. I've chosen to read from Colossians 3, the first 17 verses. As I read this, I want you to follow along and see if you can look in the proverbial mirror, if you will, look at yourself and see how you line up. See if I believe this scripture defines walking in the Spirit. Colossians chapter 3, 1 to 17. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I believe these verses sum up what truly is walking in the Spirit. I think Paul wrote this to the Colossians, but I think he could write it to us today. And I think if we could take to heart all that he said, all these guidelines, if you will, rules, whatever you call it, I believe if we could live what is being said here, people could truly look at us, you, and say, definitely there is someone that is walking in the Spirit. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the privilege to gather today. Thank you for each one that's come out, and Lord, we want to be children of yours that are defined as walking in the Spirit. Lord, we ask that we, as we live our lives, it may be evident by how we act, treat each other, and our attitudes. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.